of life.
And the people of God struggle in their hearts, in their lives. And the psalmist writes down for us, dear friends, are you struggling in life? Do you often come to your wits' end and do not know what to do anymore? The psalmist affirms in his heart and confesses with his mouth in penning this psalm that his help cometh from the Lord, the Father in heaven. And he reminds us that our Lord is a reliable helper, as we see in the life of Madam Poon Chiu Hoi. We have followed her, especially over the last 2 years and also in the last few months. And we are able to see the Lord's grace supporting, connecting, helping her during the time of need together with the family. And we can see God's hand helping, superintending, guiding, preparing the family for the eventual homegoing of Madam Poon, so that when the time would come, we can observe that the Lord has prepared the family. He has prepared the hearts of the family. How to prepare for a permanent departure, as it were, of a loved one? The psalmist tells us and shows us how this separation can be overcome. Have you sent someone off in the airport before? If you have, you will know that we are quite helpless to provide for the needs of the person who leaves, perhaps for long periods of time, either for work, for studies, or to migrate to a foreign land. When comes their help? Psalm 121 truly is a traveler's psalm. It reminds us of this temporal sojourn in this earth. It is God that sustains and keeps us by His power. You know, when the loved one would leave, and we see through the glass door the separation as we wave goodbye. You can't pass through the departure gate. They would leave, and you know that you have not much you can do to help them if they are in some kind, they are leaving, and if they are, have some needs. Well, we find ourselves very helpless. Well, the psalmist tells us that there is a greater help for us in the Lord that he trusts in. So he tells us, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. In other words, he says that he is able to find help in his time of distress, in his trouble, when he pray and look to God, God in heaven. So he says, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. The hills is very far away. When you look at the hills, they are always there. They are so stable. You know, it gives a sense of strength. But beyond that, the hill, there is the Father, the God in heaven, who is there to help us, who is there protecting His people. The mountain is a symbol of stability, security, safety, refuge, a stronghold, a fortress. And it provides a picture for us to understand of the God who made the mountains, how He is a reliable helper. This psalm tells us, answers us, so that we may have faith in Him. So the psalmist says, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. The lifting up of the eyes, a very easy prayer posture. when you are in trouble. Nobody can see the troubles of your heart, the distresses that comes over you. How do you find help? Where do you find help? The psalmist tells us that there is a God in heaven whom he can call to, who is able to help him. So the lifting up of the eyes is the prayer posture of the saint. Is this your habit? When the outlook is bleak and gloom, there is always hope in the outlook. When we look to God, I remember somewhere near June time frame, when Madam Poon was in a critical condition, she was there in the hospital. And I remember Sister Grace giving me a text and said that my mom is in critical condition. Can you come to the hospital to see her? And we rushed there. We can see the family very anxious. She was very anxious. And we went there trusting in the Lord to visit her. And there we prayed for her. And she has had this gangrene that is there on the feet and is passing from one toe to another site. And so it was critical. It was a moment of reckoning. And at that time, the family seemed not to be prepared for mother to leave, mother to go to heaven. And so we have a God who understands our need, who takes care. And so when we commit her to the Lord in prayer, we saw how the Lord healed her. The gangrene was relieved, and she was able to be discharged from the hospital to go home. That was in early June. And we thank God that the Lord prepared the heart in order that the family may be prepared. And this is God working in the lives of his people. The word to lift is to carry, to give your troubles to the Lord so that he can carry them. Our Lord Jesus says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." The lifting up of the eye is the prayer posture of the saint. It is the light yoke. Right? If you have some trouble, what do you do? Well, the lifting up of the eyes shows how we can simply call out to God in heaven. In our hearts, right, we call out to him. And here, the word Lord speaks of a personal relationship that we have with him, that we can call out to him. He is our Heavenly Father. Do you call upon him and speak to him often? Or is God your only SOS line? SOS line, whereby, you know, it's an emergency, then you call. But here the Lord tells us that you can call him anytime, and he will be there to help you. And so here you see the Word of God tells us and shows us who our God is. And verse 2 of our text says, in answer to the psalmist's affirmation, "My help cometh from the Lord who made heaven and earth." Here is the Creator, the one who made all things, the one who created and gave life to Madam Poon, not only physical life for her, but spiritual life that God gave to Madam Poon in the Lord Jesus Christ. How did she receive that life? Well, we said that she could not see, could not hear properly, could not speak. She was bedridden. And how we see her in the home, and how she could respond to our touch, respond to our presence with her. And I still remember when we were there to see her on Thursday. It was on Thursday that we could feel her communicating with us. And it was such a wonderful thing. God has his perfect timing.
And in that afternoon, she was there. She was on oxygen. All the other apparatus has been taken down. And Sister Grace says, you know, my mom is a fighter. And she sustained just like that. And we can see God's hand preserving, God's hand sustaining, God's hand keeping her. Indeed, the Lord is our help. He is the maker of heaven and earth. And so the psalmist says, verse 2, my Lord, my help cometh from the Lord. In other words, the word cometh from consists of two prepositions, from and with or beside. In other words, my help cometh from the Lord who is with or beside me. You know, when you're a child of God, you know that God is with you. The Spirit of God in you is there for you. He is the source of your comfort. He is the source of presence for us through the trials of life. And we may be able to say that indeed He was our help throughout this period whereby we were standing by for Madam Poon, not knowing what is in store for her from God. And you know, my help cometh from the Lord which made heaven and earth. Have you experienced a broken vase or broken glass before? You know, when you pick up something and, you know, made of glass, and suddenly you drop it. And when you drop it, it breaks into many pieces. And in life, you would see such things happening. And you realize that, wow, what devastation. How to put back broken glass. How to put back things which are broken. Well, unless you go to the maker, isn't it? Unless you go to the maker. In the book of Jeremiah, the prophet Jeremiah went into the potter's house, and there he was caused to hear the Lord's words. There was a vessel that was made, and it was marred. It was no good. And then the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah. He says that, behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in my hand. If we place our life in the hands of God, no matter how broken our life may be, in our own sight, God can remake it for us. The people of Israel were very rebellious. They don't want God. Although God is their maker, although God is the one that gave them life, they don't want Him. And in that sad state, God would work in the hearts and the life of His people so that they may realize that they have a need of Him. Why can a man live, or a man have life, without father and mother coming together to bring forth the child? If father and mother doesn't come together to bring forth the child, then there is no life at all, isn't it? Yeah. See, God is the giver of life. He is the creator of heaven and earth. He is the one that gives us life. And therefore, when we have Him, we are taken care of for life. So our text tells us in verse 3 to verse 6 that our God is a faithful protector. Verse 3 says, He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee shall neither slumber nor sleep. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. He will not let thy foot to be moved. He will not slumber who keeps you. Behold, I will not slumber and will not sleep
who keeps Israel. You know, there were those nights when we were on standby, and I believe for the family it was very tough, isn't it? Over the last 2 weeks, since the Friday before, when she was admitted to the hospital, it was critical. And that critical state lasted for more than 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks. And to stand by for a loved one, day in, day out, night in, night out. Wow, it's indeed very wearing, a very difficult time of waiting. But we can see through this time how the Lord was able to keep and preserve and strengthen the family during the time of need. Here, the Word of God tells us that He will not suffer, He will not allow us to be shaken. He will not allow us to be to suffer distress, but He will cause us to take good steps of safety, because our God is our able protector. He will not slumber nor sleep, right? You want to take care of a loved one. Sometimes you are so weary, you are so tired already, you cannot sustain, your body cannot sustain, and you realize how helpless you are in wanting to care for that loved one. And we can understand what it means to full time to care for a loved one who is in constant need, who is in need all the time. How to take care? Well, we thank God that we have a God in heaven that takes care, that enables us, that relieves us, that enables us to rest and have sleep in the night, knowing that we have a God who will not sleep. We know that there is a God who keepeth and watches over His people. And so here our text says, He who keepeth or watches Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. He shall not be slack and fall asleep in protecting His children. So dear friends, as we consider, as I was praying, how is it? What is the text of Scripture to encourage the family? Well, this is a text of Scripture that has been selected because we see how the Lord was able to keep His own. And the word there, keepeth, the keeper, and the word preserved is repeated three times there. The Lord, verse 5 and 6, the Lord is thy keeper, the Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. God is our ever-present protector. By faith, we put ourselves under His protection and commit ourselves to His care. Dear friends, that was the faith that enabled, I believe, the family to take care of mother. How difficult it is to care for someone who cannot care for herself. And you are concerned and you realize how helpless we can be. Well, we have a God that is able. And He is not only to us the Creator, the one who makes all things, and therefore He's the one that can remake anything that is broken. And He's not only the faithful protector, but verse 7 and 8 tells us that He is Savior. He is Savior. Verse 7 and 8 says, the Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. All evil. The word all is all-encompassing and thorough. The Lord is able to preserve us from every evil that can befall us. What a consolation. What a truth that is being taught to us, that when we commit our lives to Jesus Christ, the devil, the evil one, cannot touch us.
Because Jesus Christ is the living and true God. We know this because when he was on earth, the devil were afraid of him. They knew that he is the Son of God. And so when he came, they were very afraid of him because he has that power to cast them to hell. And so here, the word of God says, the Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. God not only preserve us physically, right, as we commit our loved ones who is traveling, going away to God in their physical comfort. God's protection upon us goes beyond this body, beyond this life. He protects not only the body, but the soul. The Bible tells us that man consists of two parts, the body and the soul. The soul is the thing that is in us, right? And the soul is immortal, right? The soul doesn't die. And there is a time of reckoning. In other words, after death, what? Right? The soul goes to two places of abode. After a person's death, he either go to heaven, which is the place where God dwells, or hell, the place of eternal judgment. We go to Haw Par Villa. We know the 18 levels of hell. The Chinese will know, and how frightening it is. Well, hell is real. The Bible tells us there is a place of eternal torment. There is a place of eternal gnashing of teeth and pain and tears. Wow. But there is also a place of safety for the soul. And where is that safety? Well, that safety is with God in heaven. And how can we find that safety with God in heaven? Well, we must come to his Son, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. When we come to Jesus Christ, the Son of God, we will find salvation for our souls, not only our physical body, but also for our souls. And that is the crucial part, because the body will perish, but the soul does not perish. And therefore, the Word of God tells us that in order for us to find a permanent protection, redemption, we have to come to the Savior. And who is this Savior? It's none other than Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Jesus came upon earth 2,000 years ago. He was born of a virgin. In other words, there was no relationship between the man and the woman, but Jesus was conceived in the womb of the Virgin Mary. There was no sin, in other words, in Jesus Christ. He's the sinless Son of God. And only because Jesus is a sinless Son of God, he's able to bear our sins and wash the filth of our souls, our sinful soul, our sinful body. That was God's plan, or that is God's only plan of salvation, through Jesus Christ, the Son of God. So when Jesus was born, he lived 33 and a half years of his life obeying all the laws of God on our behalf. We cannot obey the laws of God. When we want to do good, we do bad. Because of the sin nature that is in us, we cannot help ourselves. But Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He is able to help us. You know the Chinese character, Yi. Yi. The 简体字 is like that, and a dot. But the the original is a lamb, and below is a war, yang and a war. The lamb over me, that's righteousness. How to be right with God, how to be saved from our sins, how to make right with God. Well, it's through the Lamb of God. He is the one that would die on the cross for our sins, Jesus, after 33 and a half years, he was betrayed and he was hung on the cross for our sins. He died for our sins. He shed his blood to wash away our sins. And Jesus died for us to be our substitute, to bear our sins for us, so that after he died, 3 days later, he conquered death. Right? We can't conquer death. Death is the greatest impasse, isn't it? That is why we begin our service by saying it's better to come to the house of mourning than to go to the house of feasting. Because in the house of mourning, we see the end of a man. In Chinese, we say, wu nai, wu nai. How helpless we are. What could we do when death strikes? Well, God has provided a solution through his Son, Jesus Christ. And it is through him that we may find the preservation of our souls beyond this life. And the Word of God says, the Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Madam Poon Chiu Hoi has committed her life to the Lord. As far as we could reach out to her in her response to us to share the gospel with her, well, we see positive response from her. Right? Even in the last few days, we can see that she was quite wide awake, you know, full oxygen. We can see that she was trying to respond to us. And we can see that she was there when we speak to her, when we pray for her, when we touch her. And we thank God that the Lord helped us and his word demonstrate to us. He says here, the word of God says, the Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Madam Poon Chiu Hoi, God has brought her, preserved her, her soul. Where is the soul of Madam Poon now? Her body is here with us, but her soul is in heaven, safe in the arms of Jesus. The Bible says, absent in the body is to be present with the Lord. Straight away, the soul goes to heaven because she trusts and believes in the God of heaven. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth, even forevermore. This is the faith that God gives us through Jesus Christ. For all who will believe, I believe that there are many of your loved ones here who may not know God, may not know Jesus Christ, may not know the way of salvation. Well, here is given to us the way of salvation in Jesus Christ. He not only can preserve you physically, but he can preserve you spiritually. He can preserve your soul for all eternity. And so the homegoing of Madam Poon is a testimony to the rest of the family that there is a permanent abode in heaven that God has placed, that Jesus has gone ahead to prepare for us a place of rest for the soul. And this place of rest is a wonderful place. No torment. The Bible says no more tears, no more pain, no more sorrow, no more death, no more disease, no more sickness. God has created anew. How wonderful it is for us to know this Savior. And I pray that God would strengthen the family, the bereaved family, that God will comfort your heart. And those who have not believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, we urge you to come quickly and believe, come quickly and receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. That is the purpose of a vigil service. So that we see the departed, that one day it will be our turn, and then the time of reckoning will come. The Bible says that death is a separation. Heaven or hell, we can make a decision now while we are alive. But after we die, we cannot make a decision. It's too late. Therefore, while we have life, while we can understand, while the gospel is being preached to us, let us believe and come to faith so that we can be like Madam Poon. So one day when Jesus Christ returns, we will meet her again in heaven. So this separation is not an eternal one, but a temporal one. We will see Madam Poon again. May God comfort and strengthen the family, especially the bereaved family. And we thank God that through this visual service, we have the opportunity to reach out to families, friends who are still outside the kingdom of God, that they may come to know the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.